Good afternoon. We are here. Good afternoon. What was the astrological event of yesterday?
Jupiter Uranus conjunction. But in this next 4 days, we've got Jupiter conjunct Uranus conjunct the moon on the Aries point at zero Aries, which Eric Francis says the Aries point is the transpersonal point. What happens on the Aries point affects everybody. So we have the day of the equinox. 6 hours later, we have the full moon on at the same spot. And that's still in this same T-square with Jupiter conjunct Uranus opposite Saturn square Pluto. And so
it is very auspicious, very energized.
Yes.
With many players lining up to be part of the distribution of energies, the movement of potentials.
Yes.
It is like as if this particular junction says to all of the players, everyone on the field, or all hands on deck.
And some of it has waned out of, the Uranus opposite Saturn, that conjunction that's had the old and the new battling for 2 years now, that has gone conjunct for the last time and is moving away. And the Pluto square is kind of in a moving away. We've kind of got that behind us, just barely.
So there's a cleaning of the old, making room for the new.
Yeah, and the Jupiter-Uranus together is the conjunction that all the talk has been about, how that bringing in a new level of creativity and new inventions and a new way of doing things.
Yes. And so here you are changing some personal preferences and doing some new things with some old ideas, and you are getting rid of a lot of things that have been like pins, like thorns that are holding your clothing back. You are like someone walking through a thicket full of thorns with a sweater. And you are wondering why it was so hard to walk through these thorns with the sweater. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like because you were stuck. And all of a sudden someone came along and cut all of the thorns off of the thickets. And that's what you are doing. That is what you are doing, all of you are doing. But ideally, you can see it in your own personal life, where you are beginning to slough off certain sticking points. And for some, these kinds of things allow you to move more easily into the futures that you are trying to find. In other words, if you could imagine what is behind you dissolving, not in the sense that you lose it, but in the sense that it can fade from your consciousness, so that when you need it another time, it comes back. Then you can begin to embrace the idea that you are moving ahead, skiing from what's in front of you, not so much skiing on what's behind you. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You are not driving the car by looking out the rearview mirror. You begin to say to what goes behind you, if you're important, I'll be ready for you again when you come up again in the future. In other words, when the thing arises again. Now, it does not mean you cannot keep things and have things or whatever. These items become part and parcel of the sphere of possessions that you have. But what it does say about certain possessions are they are more ephemeral than you know them to be. Meaning, for example, say a video. You can lose the video and still not lose having access to the video another day, because it can show up to you in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? And so if you begin to see that a lot of what's going on is a freeing up of the physical manifestation of the information, of the idea, of whatever, and see it more as an energetic, then we believe you will see more of how the world is more like the internet than you know. Understand? Where you can immediately call up something and have it pop in front of you. Understand? Have it just appear instead of having to hold on to it through all of this traveling that you do. Understand? Mm-hmm. It's a way of lightening yourself up to be more of a in-the-moment person. And that is why Zen people really cut themselves to the bone. Understand? Those who are really Zen, really big Zen people, they trim it down to the bone because they do not want to be hindered by the energetic drag of much of physical reality. Understand? Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that you can embrace that kind of thinking and actions, you can be ready for what is coming. You can be ready to change what is coming and move it in the direction that you wish to move it in. Understand? Lightens your load. Now, it does not mean you have to be Zen to get where you're going. But we are simply using them as an example of people who like to control their ability to move forward in the moment, if that makes any sense.
Yes, because that's the way I feel every time I've gone through a huge let go of 10 more years of accumulation.
But you are not alone in that. You think you are tapping into an emotion that is not universal?
No.
Understand? The same feeling that you get from getting rid of stuff, everyone gets from getting rid of stuff. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
It is those who have been injured and can't let go of the moment, of what's behind them any longer. They want to control what is behind them so much they become control freaks of what's coming forward. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
They want to create almost a circular controlness where they control what's behind them and that's what's always in front of them, and so that's they've controlled it all. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that what we have described is what is known as the anal retentive. Why is it anal retentive? Because you cannot eliminate. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot let go. You cannot flush it down the toilet and say, that was yesterday. What's today bring? Yes, I got a scratch on my car yesterday. What does today bring? Fixing the scratch. Maybe moving forward. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even learning to accept the fact that things get scratched. And still moving forward. Think about being on that ski, skiing down the side of a hill or whatever. Understand? Don't you hit things that maybe scar you? But does it help you now to go forward or to sit there and say, oh, no, you have to keep going. And know that it will heal because that is what your body does. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you're kind of doing that. You are moving with that skier's eye towards learning and then adjusting what's going on in front of you. Understand? And that kind of feedback can work best when there is an elimination process at the back of it. This is the way biologicals work. Understand? We are describing a biological function. Why do you eat? Why do you bring in information? Why do you digest it? And then what do you do with it when you're done digesting? Understand?
Yeah.
And those who don't allow that become the pack rats. And very dysfunctional pack rats, we would say at that. That kind of pack ratness can be very detrimental. Now it becomes a weight that you have to pull around with you. You have that as well, but less so. It does not clutter your world. Understand?
Well, for her, it makes a little maze. She can barely get through.
Like a mouse.
Yeah.
Like a mouse. That's why they call them pack rats, because rats can do that. Now. Form and function. Let us just say it that way. If you wish to embody a certain function, change the form. Think about what you did for the house when you turned the house around. Remember how it was. See if you can remember even 2 years ago what this room was like, what that room was like, what this room was like. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Very congested, very And now it feels much more conducive to being in it and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And you move from room to room to room and not feeling like you are like a rat trying to find a spot somewhere. Maybe doing too many things in one place because it's the only open spot. Understand? Mm-hmm. So that is one of the energies, and that is what you are doing as well. But there are other things that are going on. You are seeing at another level that same kind of regurgitation. Think about the tea partiers. Understand? The tea partiers are like someone who can't let go either. What is it they can't let go of? The ancient past, where they wrote on a piece of paper what their terms for living would be. They call it the constitution. And this embodiment of paper function was made to linger forever. It is like someone took, we don't mean to imply your constitution is a piece of toilet paper, but it is like someone took a piece of toilet paper and never flushed it. What was it that Mr. Jefferson was trying to tell you? Flush this paper every once in a while and rewrite it again. Understand? Don't let it grow old and musty. Invigorate it with new knowledge. Understand? With those who wish to remain in some past utopian world for them, will not let it go. Are they not the most anal retentive grouping you've seen? Mm-hmm. And they cannot accept that their president is a black man who does not hate Muslims. Maybe because his father was a Muslim, who cares? He does not carry the hatred banner. It's not just that he's not Muslim, but he doesn't hate Muslim. Understand? And to a grouping that needs an enemy, hate. You must hate the enemy. Imagine you were in your old grouping and you did not hate who the leaders told you to hate. Is that not what occurs there? If you want to be loved by this grouping, you better be loved by the leaders of this grouping. You must pass a certain litmus test. What does that all sound like? Understand? It's not coincidence. Mm-hmm. And so, those who would hold you to a litmus test of ideology are like people who can't let go, or people who don't know how to dump the past and move forward with the future. Now, imagine you are, all of you, beginning a quest along a desert. Understand? Mm-hmm. Those who cannot let go are trying to bring everything they have across this desert. Those who can let go are going to live off the land and move across the desert. They're going to learn to find the cactus and get themselves some nourishment and move in the midnight hours and sleep during the day. Understand? They're going to act in the moment that the moment tells them to act in. And then you've got another group that have wagon trains and oxen and entire households that they're trying to move across the desert. Understand? Mm-hmm. Who's got the better chance of making it across the desert?
The light group.
The person who lightens up. Who learns how to read the land and move with it, not try to drag along all of their belongings along a harsh and very parched part of the world. Understand? So, what would you expect to see over time? Two effects would possibly happen. They are extremes. One, the people never make it. Understand? They end up stopping some point where they cannot go any further and they never make it across the desert. There's the other grouping who do make it across the desert, but what do they do with their belongings en route? Do they not leave them behind? Understand? They go a distance and say, oh, really don't need all of these dishes. Leave them right here. Lighten up. Oh, we got one dead ox. We can't pull that much. Eat the ox and let us keep going. Understand? You begin to drop off behind you, these impediments to your movement forward. Understand? Now, in some people might do it with that purpose. They might build up supplies that they drop off as they move along. We are not describing that. Understand? We are showing people who have all of this baggage they think they're going to carry, and when they get where they're going, they only end up with a day bag. Understand? They couldn't bring it all. There's so many things going on. And we know at this time you are seeing conflicting ideas on the television. Who's right, who's wrong. Now you are seeing an explosion within the ranks of the neocon Republicans as they begin to get into a we would almost say a ritualistic murdering of these Tea Partiers. Understand? There are some who are now beginning to see that the Tea Party is a danger to their aims, and so they are looking to snuff it out. Understand? Mm-hmm. Not in the sense that it needs to grow because it is the thing that saves you or any of that. It is simply a danger to what they want in their agenda. Understand? It is like the Frankenstein monster that leaps out of the basement and runs amok in the neighborhood. Understand? Mm-hmm. Be careful what you ask for, it may come true. Kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. That is what they are discovering. They have nurtured this grouping to the point of wild insanity. And now they don't know what to do with the wildly insane that they have created, that they have nurtured. Understand? And why has this been such a problem? Why is it now a problem? Because they've never allowed this group to have their own consciousness. They've never allowed them to wake up. They've tried to keep them in some kind of dumbed down stupor. Understand? Mm-hmm. And now they are wondering why these people aren't smart enough to even know where Africa is or something. Understand? They have created a group of ignorant religious zealots, and now they are wondering why they are acting like ignorant religious zealots. Mm-hmm. It's the silliest thing we've ever heard, and yet they are discovering that they did this. This didn't just grow. This was nurtured. This was someone going in there with, and you know this about the Christians. They have always been the type that nurture their belief system. Understand? They see it as something that must grow like a plant. It needs to be sprinkled with blood and have new things brought to it all the time. Understand? This is why they have missions. It's the mission. Go out and hook a few more for God. Understand? Well, now they have this group in the United States, and they are ignorant and they are vocal. And we would say to you, who don't feel any kinship to that whole situation, let them have it. They brought it on themselves. Understand? The what you are seeing, Susan, would be occurring whether you were watching it or not. Understand? Mm-hmm. When you hear a tree fall in the woods, do you give any thought to the fact that in 6 months, a year, 2 years, it'll be disintegrated, nothing tree? It'll be eaten by bugs and mold and funguses and such? You know this is going to happen, but you don't have to sit there and watch it. You sure as hell don't want to go to actually be a part of it. Understand? Because it's going to get nasty and ugly and stenchy. And understand? Mm-hmm. Well, that is what's occurring here. This neoconing kind of idea of how the world should be has fallen like a tree, and it is now beginning to eat itself up, being eaten by the forces of that naturally eat things that fall. Understand? Mm-hmm. It's one way to think about it. A tree that falls in the woods and gets eaten by the funguses. So let them have it. You don't have to even be part of it. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just looking at it now with amusement.
Which is fine. It is an amusing thing to watch, particularly with some of the Palin clones that are beginning to come out now. It's almost as if someone's running around with a copying machine, copying her. Understand? They don't care where they get these people from. They just go dig them out and pull them out and put them on a shelf and say, go run for something. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Interesting to us. But it is a flickering of an older dynamic that is leaving the planet at a very, very, very quick rate. Understand? And so look at how things are bending into the world that you are interested in inhabiting. Understand? It is not going their route. Now, you are finding certain people that seem to be pulling in that direction, and you have to make decisions. Are they going to pull you under? Are you going to be part of their world, or are they going to be part of your world, or are you going to split it off? Understand? To a certain degree, you have to make that decision as well, or you will be asked to make that decision as well. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you would be surprised how that is very similar to letting something go behind you and seeing how it shows up on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
What we were describing with getting rid of videos and such, understand?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time you were very much into the sound work, and then you lost interest, and time went by, and you came back and got interested again. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine that things will happen when you are not there, or when you may drop it again, and how it will get picked up in the future. In other words, how will the future now be able to utilize the pieces you have left behind to build, move you into another place? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. You really don't. How things can change. How you can leave behind you, say, a situation where things seem to be dire, and then come back in 6 months, a year, 10 years, and see that things didn't go quite so dire. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they even went well, and now you can pick it up again. You might consider that what happened with certain people that you know, where they disappeared off your radar for a time, and then came back different, more in alignment with what you were interested in having them in your life as part in parcel. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they show up corrected what happened. There are many or multiple realities, and you moved into another one that had certain things happen to that person. Understand?
Yes. Has a different past.
Yes. Yes. And have learned certain lessons that maybe weren't going to be learned if you hung around, or would have been more difficult. And then there are some who don't learn and never come back, and that is fine as well. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You leave it to their free will, but you also leave it to your free will to find the they that is more in alignment with where you wish to be. And that's a really hard one to kind of grasp your mind around. That there are versions of reality where there are people that would not, who are with you now, who would not be with you. Understand? Because of certain behaviors they might exhibit, or certain whatevers. So you can imagine there are some that got it, and you can find those people. Interesting concept. Understand?